Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie High School. The scene at tonight's Shelby County League girls basketball game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Rushi Raiders. Fort Loramie 2-0 in the Shelby County League so far this year, 3-0 overall. Rushi 1-1 in league play, 2-2 on the season. Rushi with wins over Bradford 68-35 and Fairlawn 57-33. Losses to Sydney by only 5. Sydney beat Centerville last night. And to Anna by 14, although Rushi played Anna even in three quarters of that game. Fort Loramie has a big win over Tippecanoe the Saturday before Thanksgiving by 5, 38-33 right here at Fort Loramie. A game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. And also easy triumphs over Bodkins and Fairlawn, 67-17 and 70-19 respectively. Last year, these two clubs hooked up three times, including a real war in the district. It was an outstanding matchup, or was that the regional?
That's a regional.
Yeah, you're right. Regional semifinal. Yep. Rushi had a chance to tie or take the lead with a little over a half minute left in that game, lost by 4 in the end of Fort Loramie. Redskins won the regular season contest by 5-2. Only 11 points separated those two clubs in three contests 1 year ago. A different makeup for these two teams this year. Rushi is younger. Of course, Fort Loramie has graduated Turner in the middle, Bonanza on the outside, Hoying a guard. Two different clubs, but we expect the same old rivalry. It's been since 06-07, Chuck, when Rushi won last against Fort Loramie. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Well, I mean, Loramie and Anna, for as long as I've been doing this, have been the two teams that have just battled back and forth. Anna had the upper hand. Loramie's had the upper hand the last couple of years.
Right.
But last year, Rushi had every chance to be the team playing in Columbus. And unfortunately, they had a couple of girls that would be starting for them that decided not to play this year. They had some other commitments that they felt like were more important. Well, I think they probably would be one of the top teams again in the league.
Yeah, Fort Loramie and Rushi one season ago combined for 44 victories. Fort Loramie state champs in girls division 4. In fact, two of the last 3 years state championships won by Fort Loramie. The year in between 2 years ago, a loss in the state semis. But the Lady Redskins, 26 triumphs last season, 4 setbacks. Rushi, 18-9. 2 fine marks between those two clubs. Rushi finished second, right behind Fort Loramie in the Shelby County League. Redskins, 11-1. The loss to Anna. Rushi was 9-3 in Shelby County League play last year. Rushi, a team this year which, here at the outset of the season, may rely on the three-point shot. It did heavily in taking Sydney right down to the wire in the opener. A lot of tonight's game, I think, Chuck, will be determined by guard play. Fort Loramie's going to put the heat on Rushi's guards who shoot the three, and Rushi will try to pressure Fort Loramie's guards into mistakes.
Well, there is one place right now, from what we saw, and we kind of figured it was going to be that way for Loramie, is their guard play has got to be stronger, because when they're at their best, that means that Jessica Berger has to handle the ball and also bring the ball down and get into scoring position, and that's a lot to ask of a young lady. So they need someone to really step up and start handling the ball on the point, and that's going to make them a better basketball team.
It is a youth movement at Rushi, to be sure. Only one senior on the entire roster. In fact, in the starting five tonight, one freshman, one sophomore, and three juniors. Is that right? Two sophomores, two juniors, and one freshman. Youth movement big time at Rushi. Bodes well for the future for certain. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins start experience. When you say Fort Loramie, right away the words Jessica Berger come to mind. Tippecanoe put so much pressure on Jessica in game one, Chuck. They forgot all about Olivia Quinter at guard. She sparkled, had 12 points to lead Fort Loramie for that season-opening victory against Tippecanoe.
Well, Quinter is a good offensive player. She's a scorer. Right now, she's not a prototypical point guard.
Right.
And that's what they're going to have to really work on her to be able to handle the basketball. But, boy, she can light it up. And the other one who didn't score and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter came alive was Holly Fry. Mm-hmm. They need that young lady to average 10 points and 10 rebounds for them to be as good as they can be.
Carla Siegel's Lady Redskins missing Maddie Brandewee tonight. She is out with the flu. The 5'8" senior normally starts. She will not be in the game at all this evening. I don't think she is even dressed for this contest tonight. We might note that the Anna Rockets are 3-0, off to a good start in Shelby County League play, 5-0 overall. And this coming Saturday, in 2 days, we've got that matinee, the good afternoon tilt between Fort Loramie and Anna girls at Anna. Tip-off 2:30 on the air at 2:10 on Saturday afternoon. Anna 3-0 in league play, as I noted. Fort Loramie right behind at 2-0. The Jackson Center 1-0, 3-0 overall is Jackson Center so far. Rushi 1-1, Houston 1-1 in the league. Rushi 2-2. Houston's played 7 games on the season so far. Lady Wildcats 2-5. Bodkins and Fairlawn 0-3 each in league play. Bodkins has won 3 non-league games thus far. I might note, Chuck, that Jackson Center has got a league game tonight and another league game prior to next Thursday's contest with Rushi, a game we might cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's possible Jackson Center is unbeaten with 5 or 6 victories heading into that home game next Thursday, 1 week from tonight, against these Rushi Raiders.
Well, they have athletes, and I think that winning the state in volleyball is not the same sport, but it gives you all kinds of confidence. We watched Loramie take the volleyball championship last year, and then you could just see the enthusiasm bled into the basketball team. And, you know, we can see the same thing for Jackson Center because they'd have a bunch of athletes.
Right, exactly. Going to be interesting to see how Rushi deals with Holly Fry on the inside for the Lady Redskins. She has got strength and experience. Holly is 5'9" tall, plays bigger than that because she takes up space, knows how to use her body, and Rushi's got to contend with that. As I noted, Rushi is extremely young, tall in the post, 6'1" freshman, Larissa Poling. She's a 6-footer plus, also starting in the opening five for head coach Tim Hatcher of Rushi. Sophomores Cameo Wilson, a 6-footer, so that's a 2 at the 6-foot mark in the opening five for Rushi. and Whitney Plyman at guard at 5'6". But the two young ladies at 6 feet have got to deal with Holly Fry on the inside, and she knows how to rebound. So that's going to be a good battle waged on the interior in this game tonight. So many thanks to our outstanding Scores Broadcast.com sponsors, including several who are on the air for Fort Laramie games specifically here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include Tom and Jerry's Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, along with Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured. And Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerrys.com. That's TomJerrys.com. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off in just a moment. It's Rushi at Fort Laramie, a Shelby County League girls contest tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And so many thanks tonight to these anchor underwriting sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Laramie. Middendorf is developing Timber Trail, a new subdivision south edge of Anna, a number of beautiful wooded lots available close to I-75, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, near Honda. Middendorf Builders in Fort Laramie, developing Timber Trail. Also, if you'd like a home customized according to your plan, Middendorf Builders will build it for you. Starting lineups being introduced first for the Road Rushi Raiders in the bright blue gold numerals trimmed in white. As I mentioned, 2 6-footers on the inside. Cameo Wilson, 6 feet tall, a sophomore. Larissa Poling, 6'1", and just a freshman. Tiffany Hatcher, the head coach's daughter, at a wing, 5'8", a junior. Whitney Plyman, a 5'6" sophomore. And Maria Heron, a 5'6" junior guard. Maria's had games of 20 points and 19 points already this season. She is a spark plug for these Rushi Raiders, and she needs to have a superb scoring night this evening in order for Rushi to stay with Fort Laramie. for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins. Here is the opening five. Rayan Fry gets the starting nod at guard, a 5'5 junior. She'll replace Maddie Brandewee on the floor this evening. Olivia Quinter at guard, 5'5" tall, a senior. Taylor Gasson on the outside, 5'7", a senior. Jessica Berger at a wing, 5'10", a senior. Holly Fry, 5'9", a senior, in the middle. Jessica Berger should be an all-stater first team this year, Chuck.
She certainly has the ability to be, and it doesn't hurt to have the name recognition of Fort Laramie as your team.
I understand that Katie Hoying is in the opening five. My mistake. I noted Taylor Gasson, Katie Hoying on the floor in place of Maddie Brandewee in the post for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Hoying, a 5'11 senior. She's in on the opening tap, which goes to Rushi. It's Hatcher with the ball. Deep right side. Flips on the arc to Cameo Wilson. She shoots it from 18. Short, no good. Rebound gathered by Rushi. Thrown outside to Tiffany Hatcher. She launches one wide right. Rushi gets another long rebound, but loses it into the Fort Laramie bench.
Well, they're not going to be shy of putting the ball up from the outside, and I think that's probably a good idea for them.
We played a half minute, no score. Fort Laramie's initial possession. Forecourt to her left. It's Quinter with the ball, top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Being pressured by Heron, 25 feet away. High screen set by Fry. Quinter dribbles around it. Flips it to Hoying at the foul line. Down inside to Fry. Fry catches and lays it in. We mentioned Holly Fry a few minutes ago. She will be a tough inside player for Rushi to guard in this game tonight.
Well, whenever you hear Fort Laramie call Ohio, that's what they're going to run.
She has so much experience. She knows how to play in the paint. Rushi comes right back, though. A long three airborne by Tiffany Hatcher. Swish from way outside. And Rushi takes a 3-2 lead. Berger back in area for Fort Laramie. She airmails one from the top of the key. Too hard, no good. Rebound baseline right by Quinter. Lost it. Rushi got it. Here come the Raiders down to the top of the circle. Bounce pass wide of the mark. Collision occurs as Fry flattens Heron 30 feet from the basket. Yep, Tiffany Hatcher missed a couple shots at the start of the game. But as you noted, Chuck, Rushi's going to flip up a lot of threes in this contest. And she nailed that third attempt. Here's pressure by Fort Laramie at midcourt. Rushi having difficulty with it. And the Raiders throw it out of bounds. 6:29 to go in the first. 3-2, Rushi by 8 point. These Raiders played Fort Laramie right to the wire all three times they met a year ago. Berger with the ball in the right corner for Fort Laramie. Drives, goes below the basket. Sends a bounce pass into the opposite corner to Hoying. On top it goes to Quinter. Quinter sets it up. Now to Rayanne Fry, 25 feet away on the left. Fry picked up by Whitney Plyman. Here's Hoying, right corner, baseline. Crowds her way in. A lot of congestion. Blocking foul. Rushi, it goes against Larissa Poling.
Only a freshman. She's got to learn to get that foot on the end line and then get her position. She was still trying to move. That's why she got the foul called on her.
Hoying had nowhere to go there for Fort Laramie. Inbounds pass, alertly tipped away by Rushi and stolen. Raiders have it. Quickly down the floor to Hatcher. Hatcher left open. Look out. Good again. Tiffany Hatcher shoots in two threes. Fort Laramie gets an early timeout. Not guarding Tiffany very well here at the outset. 2 minutes, 12 seconds gone. First quarter, Rushi 6, Fort Laramie 2. On scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We would like to make a shout-out, Chuck, all the way to London, England.
Ooh.
Rushi fans, including Jamie Heron, say hello to Darren Wilson from Honda. He lives in Rushi. His daughter, Kylie, played 4 years, outstanding performer for the Lady Raiders. Cameo, another daughter on the team right now. Hello, Darren, in England, where it's, what, going on 3 a.m. now, I think.
Get a little bit of sleep. I coached his son, Brandon, in AAU one season, and what a terrific family.
And we hope that Darren can stay awake for this entire contest. He's tuned in on scoresbroadcast.com.
Make sure you're drinking the tea with the caffeine in it.
5:20 left to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie passing the ball around, top of the key. Down inside to Berger. Berger low on the right, spins and banks it in. Nice play by Berger. She got position. Fort Loramie patiently worked long and hard for that 2 points. 6-4, Rushi. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Raiders benefiting from two long triples by Tiffany Hatcher. Here's Heron, 30 feet away, double-teamed. Fort Loramie ties her up. Arrow leaves it with the Raiders. Rushi possession. Far side of the floor. It will be inbounded by Hatcher. 5'8", junior guard. Inbounds, center line. Taken there by Whitney Plyman. Coming out to catch is Wilson, 20 feet away. Right corner, Hatcher. Bounce pass in the top of the circle to Heron. Heron gives up behind her to Poling. Poling hits the cutter. Hatcher sprinting through the lane. Shot is a little long. Rolled off the rim. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins, forecourt left. Quinter pulls up outside the lane. Now to Berger. Foul stripe. Back to the basket. Loops a pass. Right corner to Fry. That's a lengthy shot for her. Maybe out of her range. Missed it off the rim. It kicked out of bounds. I said Holly Fry. That was Rayanne Fry.
Rayanne, you said Fry, so you were right.
Rayanne missed it short. Rebound ricocheted off the end of the floor. 6-4, Rushi. Raiders have played good defense in the first 3 minutes, 40 seconds.
We have Stang and Gasson checking into the game now.
Yep, Taylor Gasson on the floor, a 5'7 senior for Fort Loramie. Sarah Stang, a 5'9 junior, in as well. Dribbling midcourt. It's Whitney Plyman for Rushi. Bounce pass across the lower part of the key to teammate Cameo Wilson. She rims the 8-footer. Tough luck on that shot. It spun out. Quickly, Fort Loramie the other direction. Gasson, it's Berger. Cutter down the lane. She knifes to the rim. Short, no good off the underneath side of the board, but she was whacked. Two free throws, Jessica. Foul on Poling of Rushi. 3:59 left in the first, 6-4 Raiders. Free throw, Berger, good. 6-5, Fort Loramie down 1 point now. Second free throw upcoming for Jessica. 1-2 bounces on the floor, swish again. We're tied at 6. Rushi forecourt right. Jenna Cordonier in off the bench. Another freshman, 5'9 guard. Bounce pass down the lane to Whitney Plyman. It is knocked away by Fort Loramie and swiped. Here come the Redskins the other direction. Berger outside the arc on the left. Loops it head of the key for a teammate. It misses the target. Rolls into backcourt. Violation against the Redskins.
I think Jessica had a chance to go to the basket that time. Sometimes she's a little too unselfish.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with you. Boy, she does do a nice job making her teammates look even better. Here is Maria Heron, foul line to Hatcher. Hatcher on the arc, sizes up another triple, and drains it again. My goodness, is she hot.
She's got some range, too.
9-6, Rushi by 3 over Fort Loramie. 3:20 left to go, first quarter. Good ball rotation by the Redskins. It's dished off at the foul line to Taylor Gasson. A good look from 16, but she airballed it out of bounds. Rushi up 3 with the ball.
I like the three threes by Hatcher, obviously, but the thing I liked the best was her take to the basket, even though it didn't go, because she's been a spot-up three-point shooter freshman and sophomore year. I like seeing her try to improve her game and make it tougher to guard her.
Indeed. Here comes Rushi, forecourt. It is Cassie Plyman, 25 feet away, the 5'4 senior guard. The only 12th grader on the roster is dribbling and is fouled over guarding against Fort Loramie. Stang picked it up for the Raiders, who've committed, or I should say for the Redskins, who have committed 4, 5 on Rushi so far.
Those are timeouts, 2 each.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's not easy to read, honestly.
Two team fouls each way. Rushi with the ball 30 feet out. It's Jenna Cordonier dribbling into the right corner. Good defense applied, and Jenna fumbled it. It's a violation. 9-6 Raiders, 2:50 left to go in the first. Borchers wings a pass, forecourt right. Handled there by Caitlin Lupke. In off the bench, the 5'6 junior guard. And we've got a hooking foul down below the rim against Fort Loramie, away from the ball.
That's on Holly Fry, and that's her second.
Two on Holly Fry, and head coach Carlos Siegel says to Holly as she comes off the floor, hey, you know better than that. Holly picks up two fouls in less than 6 minutes here at the start of the game. Now Rushi goes to work offensively with Holly Fry on the bench. Ball goes to Hatcher at the foul line. Hands it off to a teammate. It is Cassie Plyman who goes down the lane against the trees underneath the rim. Shot deflected. Fort Loramie comes away with it. Here is Berger down the floor to Katie Hoing. Hoing in the lane. Shot no good. Got it back and stuck it in. Nice play by Katie Hoing of Fort Loramie. 9-8 Raiders. Here's Hatcher driving into the lane. Oh, a nice dish off in the baseline to a teammate. A little eight-footer. Yes, it's in by Lauren Monnen. Assist Hatcher. 11-8 Raiders. Redskins back in a jiffy. And walking into a shot for Fort Loramie is Caitlin Lupke. She took steps. She positioned herself to shoot from the left wing. Good call by the referee. Rushi gets it back. A minute 55 to go in the first. 11-8 Raiders. Fine dish off last time down the floor by Hatcher of Rushi. Here's a bad pass for the Raiders. Intercepted by Berger. Berger goes 60 feet down the floor. Stripped at the last second by Cassie Plyman, who made a nice defensive play to get a hand in there and strike it out of bounds.
I think it's time right now, and they just put Wilson back in the game. They with Fry sitting on the bench with two fouls, they need to get some size in there and take advantage.
Exactly. Inbounded by Fort Loramie below the rim. Berger in the lane to Hoing outside the lane. 13-foot jump shot, lipped the rim, came out. Rebound stabbed, out of bounds by Rushi. Fort Loramie still with possession. Redskins down 3 to the Raiders, 11-8. Ball inbounded in the lane to Hoing. She lost it. Rushi's got it. Good defensive play by Lauren Monnen. Then the Redskins reach around and foul from behind. Four team fouls on the Redskins. Katie Hoing picks up number one. Again, Holly Fry on the bench for Fort Loramie with two. Full court pressure by the Redskins. Berger and Lupke chasing. And Rushi manages to get the ball to Whitney Plyman at midcourt to Hatcher down the lane. Here's a running one-hander right in front of the rim. It bounced off the iron twice, three times, came off. Rebounded by Hatcher. Shovels it toward the iron. Fort Loramie got a fingertip on it, and it went out of bounds. Tiffany Hatcher is giving it her all in the early going. A minute 18 left, first quarter. Rushi up three over Fort Loramie, 11-8. Raiders inbounding. Whitney Plyman out back to the three-point shooter. It's Hatcher. She's not gun-shy. No good. Off the flange. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here comes Berger romping down the floor. Pulls up at the foul line. Missed it hard off the back brace. Rebounded by the Raiders. Tie-up occurs. Hoing got hands in there. Rushi possession thanks to the arrow. A minute 3 to go in the first. Still 11-8 in favor of Rushi. Raiders with three-pointers by Hatcher and a nice two-point basket by Lauren Monnen off the bench.
Well, Heron's back in the game, and she is an absolute three-point specialist, and they've got Berger guarding her.
Yeah, the problem with Maria this year is that she's been spied on by the top defender from the opposition virtually every minute. My goodness, Hatcher gets another open look, top of the circle, and pours in another. 4-3 balls for Hatcher for Rushi. 36 seconds left, first quarter. 14-8 Raiders. Hatcher with 12 of them. And they've all been dead center. Here's a foul against Rushi, 25 feet from the basket. As Quinter of Fort Loramie is handcuffed on the play. Inbounding far side of the court. Berger for Fort Loramie. Raiders up 6, 14-8.
Cassie Plyman for Fort Loramie.
Hatcher with a breather for the Raiders. She no doubt will take a respite the remaining half minute here at the end of the first. And, of course, she'll get the break during the quarter. Berger inbounding far side. Ball high overhead. Zips it in play to Quinter. Quinter ahead of the key on the bounce. Throws it outside the arc to Gasson, right corner. Back to Quinter straight away. Fakes left, goes right. Threads a bounce pass in the lane to Berger. Oh, a beauty. Berger on the layup. Outstanding play by Fort Lorman. 14-10. Raiders by four. 8 seconds left. Interception midcourt. Berger stole it. Zipped the other way. Barges into the lane. Shovels it. No, but a foul. Yep, Jessica made it happen with a theft right at the timeline. And with 6.2 remaining, Fort Lorman's got a chance to cut into the deficit further. It was 14-8. Now it's 14-10. Berger with two free throws coming. The initial one is dead center. 14-11, Rushi up three. Sarah Stang on the floor for Katie Hoing. Waning seconds, first quarter. Second free throw by Berger in the air. Front rim, back rim, and off. Strong rebound by Wilson of Rushi. Thrown into the left corner. Intercepted by Fort Lorman. Berger's got it, and she sinks a three ball. Did it beat the buzzer? Yes, it did. Wow, what a play by Berger. Dazzling interception. And then she knocked it down from 23 feet to end the first quarter, and we are tied. Rushi 14, Fort Lorman 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Lorman girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Lorman. Redskins have the ball. We start play here in the second quarter, tied at 14. Here's a long three, right side of the court. No good by Fort Lorman. Strong offensive rebound, Sarah Stang, back up and in. And the Redskins own a two-point lead. 16-14, Fort Lorman, which has tallied eight in a row. 7:21 to go in the second. 30 points between the two clubs, Chuck. And 22 have been notched by Berger and Hatcher combined.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And right now, Lorme's defense is making it hard for Rushi to run their offense.
Maria Heron having a difficult time getting the ball back when she does give it up. Here's the ball thrown to the right corner. Heron dished it off to Jenna Cordonier, and Fort Lorman knocks it away. Rushi goes after it and commits a foul.
They called another hook foul. They like the hook foul tonight. They called that on Wilson.
So you're saying the officials are hooked on that one?
They like that call tonight so far.
7:10 to go, second quarter, 16-14. Fort Lorman up two. Top of the key, Quinter. Right side pass to Gasson. Back to Quinter. Rushi rotating in what appears to be a zone defense, or is it a collapsing man-to-man?
I'm going to have to watch the ball move a little bit.
Here's a drive down the lane by Quinter. Missed it short, no good. Rebound, Berger, not good. Again on the glass, it's Quinter for Fort Lorman, and she is fouled. She gets two at the stripe. Olivia Quinter has a nose for the basket. That's all there is to it.
And the freshman Poling just picked up her third foul.
Three on Larissa Poling. 6'1", ninth grader for Rushi. Free throw by Quinter. Hit the rim every which way and trickled in. 17-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Quinter. It is in, out, back in again. 18-14, Redskins by four. 10 straight by the home team. Dribbling up the right side of the floor on the go is Cameo Wilson for Rushi, and she gets a shoulder from a Fort Loramie player. Common foul. 11 personals called in the game so far. 6 on Rushi, 5 on Fort Loramie. Berger sits down for the Redskins. Hatcher inbounding to Heron. Heron glides down the right side of the court, stops in the baseline, out back to Hatcher. Hatcher's available. She launches one off the back rim. No good. Long rebound ricochets to Rayanne Fry of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Gasson. Gasson gives it up out high to teammate Katie Hoying. Outside the arc, near side, Gasson. Gasson doesn't shoot. Redskins weave it. Quinter's got it 25 feet away. Just over 6 to play, second quarter. Redskins by 4 over the Raiders. Here's a lob from 25 feet out, straight on by Quinter, down inside to Hoying. She catches below the net. She's harassed by a Rushi player. She tries to shoot, foul called. Two free throws coming for Hoying. Timeout called, Rushi. 6:13 to go in the second. Redskins 18, Raiders 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
After the timeout, Fort Loramie has subbed in Abby Holdhouse. Very good-looking sophomore, fine JV player. 5'10", 10th grader, Holdhouse in now for Fort Loramie. Katie Hoying at the stripe. Two foul shots coming. Redskins once down 6 late in the first quarter. Now lead by 5 as Hoying sinks the first free throw. Second shot, Hoying in the air, good again. 20-14, Fort Loramie. Here comes Rushi in backcourt. It's Heron to the timeline, picks up her dribble, needs help, looking for someone, and a pivot foot is dragged. Turnover Raiders, Redskins get it back.
She needs to keep her dribble because she got herself in trouble picking the ball up there. She didn't need to pick it up there.
2 minutes gone, second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 6 with the ball. 25 feet away, it is Quinter, near side to Rayanne Fry. Ball dish back to Quinter, throws right side to Gasson, looks for the cutter in the lane, it's Holdhouse. She catches it 14 feet out, shoots, no good, off the flange. Rebound taken down by Rushi. It's Jenna Cordonier. Down the floor to Cameo Wilson, nice crossover dribble to the baseline, poked away by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. 5:38 remaining in the second. 6-point lead, Redskins. Rushi inbounding, baseline right. Playmaker is Heron. Maria looks, throws outside the lane in the left, intended for Hatcher, broken up by the Redskins. Out of bounds it goes.
It was 14-8 at one point, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. A dozen in a row now by Fort Loramie. Over the last less than 3.5 minutes, in fact. Outside the arc, high right, Jenna Cordonier's got it for Rushi. Picked up by Gasson, tries to bounce to the post. Holdhouse steals, a run out the other way. Rayanne Fry's got it, drives, misses, and rolls off. Holdhouse is Johnny on the spot for the putback. 22-14 Fort Loramie. Rushi to midcourt, it's Hatcher. High dribble outside the arc, nearly lost it. Loops it back on the play to Cordonier. Cordonier against Quinter. to the foul line. Wilson back to the basket, runs down the right side of the lane, gets around Hoyne, shoots it up, a little too much mustard on it, no good. Rebound taken down by the Redskins. Taylor gassing at midcourt. Off to Quinter. 4:50 left in the second, 22-14 Fort Loramie. High left, it's Holdhouse. Checked there by Lauren Mana. Now Katie Hoyne, high right. Behind a screen, near side, Rayanne Fry, a triple, swoosh, she's got it. Rayanne Fry, nothing but cord from long distance. 25-14 Fort Loramie. Here's Hatcher weaving her way down the lane, around players, gave it off to Heron. Heron gets all the way underneath, but walked with the ball. Under 4.5 to go until halftime, and Fort Loramie is on a long streak of points. In fact, the last 17.
Well, a lot of this run has been with most. It's all been with Fry on the bench, and part of it with Berger on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Redskins dribbling into the right corner. Quinter, top of the key. Berger, who's checked back in. Oh, a good dish off to Hoyne, cutting down the lane. She overshot it though. Rebounded by Rushi. Here's Jenna Cordonier down the floor, gives it up on the arc to Heron. Heron bouncing. Now to Cordonier, 20 feet away. Jenna to the foul line, spins, loops it back to Heron, who fakes right, goes left. Maria in the paint, on the arc to Wilson. Fakes right, goes left. Walk is called against the Raiders. 3:55 remaining in the second. 25-14 Fort Loramie. Midcourt, Quinter. Left side pass to Holdhouse. She's got it 25 feet out. Holdhouse near side. Caitlin Lupke back on the floor, a 5'6 junior. To Holdhouse. Oh, a good pass just high. Down inside to Quinter. Couldn't get the easy one to go. It rolled off. Rebounded by Rushi. Here come the Raiders the other way. On the arc, it is Maria Heron. Hands off to Hatcher. Hatcher in the paint. Here's a leaner from 10, short, grazed the iron, rebound down to Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. 3:18 to go in the second, 25-14 in favor of the Redskins. Rushi yet to dent the scoring column in the second period. Quinter's got it straight on, left side pass to Caitlin Lupke. Back to Quinter, high screen from Hoyne. Here's the drive by Quinter, down the right side of the lane, made the shot on the run, but staggered a little bit, guilty of walking. Good call by the referee. 2:59 left in the second. 11-point lead Fort Loramie, which has shut out Rushi 11-0 in this stanza. Straight away, Cordonier's got it for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left to Hatcher. Wilson, top of the circle. To Heron. Right corner pass to Hatcher, deflected, out of bounds. Last touch by Fort Loramie. 2:39 left until halftime. 25-14 Redskins lead. Hatcher inbounding, far side of the floor. A couple steps below the timeline. Pitches into a driver, darts down the right side of the lane. On the run, Maria Heron missed it, but she's walloped on the shoulder. Actually, it was Jenna Cordonier, 3, not 23, who took it to the hole. Two free throws coming. Cordonier, also a freshman, 5 feet 9 inches tall, missed it short, no good. On this varsity roster, Chuck, 3 freshmen for Rushi.
Well, and they're forced into playing because of the fact that they lost some of the girls they were expecting, so... You know, they're going to get better.
No junior varsity team, but in the long run, this may very well all pay off. Second free throw, Jenna Cordonier, good. 25-15, Fort Loramie up 10 in the second. First point in the period by the Raiders. Inside pass to Berger. She's got it for Fort Loramie. Turns, soft one-hander, hit the back rim, came down, rattled and went in. It settled in the netting. 27-15, Fort Loramie. Here's a deflection, top of the key. Berger's got it for Fort Loramie. Runs down the floor the other way, knocked out of bounds by Rushi. No, saved inbounds by the Redskins. Turnaround shot, Holdhouse in the lane, no. She got it back and scored it. Oh, what a nice play on the interior by the sophomore Holdhouse of the Redskins. 2 minutes left until halftime. Timeout, Rushi 29-15 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
2 minutes left, first half, Fort Loramie 29, Rushi 15. This was a 14-8 game with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Rushi was up 6. Redskins have turned the tables with very feisty defense and fine play off the bench by non-starters. Outside the arc, right side for Rushi with the ball. Cordano throws top of the key, busted up by Fort Loramie. The ball rolls to the timeline, touched by Rushi, goes into backcourt, and that's a violation.
They can't get into their offense. They've turned the ball over 12 times, and it's all pressure by the Loramie defense.
Yeah, you nailed it, Chuck. Raiders trying to initiate the offensive attack too far out on the floor, and Fort Loramie is forcing some long-distance throws across the top of the key. Redskins anticipating those passes. Deflecting some, stealing others. Here is a travel by Fort Loramie out on the arc. A fake to the right by Stang. She stepped back to the left. Moved both feet. Didn't get the ball on the floor in time. Minute 25 left until halftime. Rushi walks it up and over the timeline. Here is Maria Heron. The junior guard dribbling. Hands off to teammate Cassie Plyman. Back to Maria. She veers off into the left corner. Loops it to the foul stripe to Plyman. Good pass down inside to a teammate. Trying to shoot it from 7 feet away as Kylie Sherman deflected on the play by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins come out of there with it. Pulling up inside the arc, right flank. It's Berger. Line drive jumper short, no good. Rebound taken down by the Raiders. I may have said Kylie Sherman by mistake. No, I think she is in there, isn't she, Chuck? Yep, she's on the floor, 33 and 32 both. Here's a long, long three-point shot by Heron of Rushi. Wow, that's NBA style.
That's the first shot the young lady's gotten off. She can flat-out shoot it.
My goodness, I don't think that shot will be matched for distance all year long in girls' basketball.
That was definite range.
She airmailed that one in from 26 feet, did Maria. Three big steps beyond the three-point line, 29-18. Fort Loramie leads by 11, 12 seconds to go till halftime. First field goal right there for Rushi in the second period. Berger across the lane, wild half-hook shot, no good. Redskins get the ball back on the arc with three remaining. Pumped up there by Quinter, miss, no good. Hoing's tip is not good, and the half runs out. Fort Loramie 29, Rushi 18 at the half. Say it's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out that fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing too. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, even Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a big smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 29, Rushi 18. Girls high school basketball in the Shelby County League tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. All the staff and associates at Wilson Health are thanked by scoresbroadcast.com. And I'm sure the schools in the Shelby County League certainly appreciate the athletic trainers from Wilson Health who are on the spot for these basketball games. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring through the first two quarters. Rushi Raiders, very successful initial period with 14. Rushi had the scoring output trimmed to only 4 in the second as the Redskins came on strong in period number 2.
Well, they've got 5 threes, and that's the reason that they're still in the game, only down 11. 18-11 rebounding advantage for Fort Loramie, 10-3 on the offensive boards. They have dominated the lane, 12-6 in turnovers. Rushi had 12, Fort Loramie had 6. 7 of 8 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 1 of 2 for Rushi. Individual scoring for Rushi, Hatcher had 12, Heron had 3. They got 2 from Lauren Monin, and they got a free throw from Jenna Cordonier. They scored 14 and 4, 18 for the half. Loramie led by all-everything, Jessica Berger. She had 12, and then she got a lot of help. She got 4 each from Katie Hoeing, Abby Holthouse, 3 from Rayanne Fry, and then 2 each from Quinter and Stang and Holly Fry. They scored 14 and 15, very consistent, 29-18 at the half.
Chuck, I will say this. Rushi's got 3 ninth graders on the floor here tonight. 3 young ladies who are freshmen on the roster. Coach Tim Hatcher has done a marvelous job with this team through 4 games. The ninth graders, the sophomores, the underclassmen do not look that young to me. They have gained some experience very quickly. This Rushi team will gel as this season progresses.
Well, they're going to get better. I mean, right now they're up against a good basketball team. Yep. I mean, a team that plays in Columbus quite often. So, you know, they can't be disappointed. They're only down 11, turned the ball over too many times, gave up too many offensive rebounds. If they can shore that up in the second half, they can make a game of it.
Yeah, you hit it right on the button when you noted there in the second quarter that Fort Loramie was pushing Rushi's offense out very far on the floor. Raiders just couldn't get it underway. First period, Rushi was fairly comfortable in that Tiffany Hatcher got wide open look after look. And Fort Loramie shut that down in the second period.
Well, you know, that girl's got range also. And if you let her set her feet, she's going to make more than she misses.
And that's for sure. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Our score after 2 quarters, Fort Loramie 29, Rushi 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Halftime at Fort Loramie, Redskins 29, Raiders 18. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scorersbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scorersbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' basketball games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each high school. And for Rushi tonight, we highlight Cassie Plyman, the only senior on the roster, daughter of Bill Plyman and Janelle Cantwell. Cassie is an outstanding 3.8 GPA student, active in volleyball, 4-H. She's a camp volunteer, National Honor Society, and my goodness, does she have things in order. She's headed to the Army this summer after graduation from Rushi High School, and then at some point in the next several years, off to the University of Cincinnati to study nursing. Congratulations, Cassie Plyman. Congrats to Cassie Plyman, also to Caitlin Lupke of Fort Laramie, a junior, a 3.6 GPA. Daughter of Dale and Nancy Lupke, participates in student council. She's a class officer, National Honor Society, book club, elementary school volunteer. She's got UC on the mind, too, or maybe Miami. She'll pursue a career in architecture. LaCal Equipment highlighting tonight, Caitlin Lupke of Fort Laramie and Cassie Plyman of Rushi. Thanks, LaCal Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and wedding rehearsals. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is also open for you, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. When you drop in, tell Dale and Joyce Barhorst that you heard all about Brookins right here on Scores Broadcast. Rushi possession to start the third quarter, down 11. Fort Laramie swipes it. It's Berger on the run out. Dishes off to a teammate. Driving is Gasson. No good. Rebound smack back out on top to Quinter. To Rayan Fry. Pass into Holly Fry. Broken up by Rushi. We've got contact. What do we have? Redskins try to steal it back and committed a foul.
Well, Rushi started out doing the two things that we said they had to correct. They gave up an offensive rebound and they turned the ball over.
Here come the Raiders to midcourt, behind by 11. Opening 30 seconds of the third. Dribbling deep into the right corner goes Heron. Heron on the bounce. Cross-court pass near side. Goes from Hatcher to Heron. Heron missed a long triple off the back iron. Rebound kicks back out to Rushi. Handled by Wilson at the foul line. Baseline left to Heron. Running one-hander off the rim, no good. Rebound Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. Maria nearly got that one to bounce in. Minute gone, third period. Fort Loramie's lead still 11. Rushi played very good defense. Fort Loramie's first trip down the court, second half. Here's Berger gliding into the lane for the Redskins. She leans toward the rim, soft jumper, hit the ring four times, kerplunk, it fell through. Nice shot by Berger in traffic. That is called a shooter's touch. Well, she's got it more often than not, that's for sure.
She puts it on the rim so soft that even shots that aren't right on target still have a chance to go in.
Yep, no doubt about that. Very good shooter. Boy, she made a left-handed drive last year in the state tournament. It was a driving layup, but it was left-handed from 8 or 10 feet away with two or three people guarding her. Couldn't believe she shot it, let alone she made it.
And she had a big smile on her face when she ran down the floor.
And that one brought the house down at the Schottenstein Center. Turnover Rushi, forecourt to our left, and Fort Loramie brings it down. Timeline straight away, Quinter, spin move, foul stripe, dishes to Holly Fry, right back to Quinter. Open J from 16, rim, backboard no good, and Holly Fry goes up over the top on the board attempt. That's three on her. Fort Loramie has quickly amassed three fouls, starting play here in the second half. 6:19 to go in the third. 31-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Dribbling down the floor for Rushi is Plyman, veering off to the right. Errant pass, intercepted Quinter, lead out Berger. Berger barrels in, left-handed shot on the go, good. And here's a loose ball in the inbounds pass for the Raiders. Redskins get it back. It's Gasson to Quinter. Quinter to Hoing. Now to Berger. Shot fake. Redskins reset the attack. 33-18 Fort Loramie. 5:45 left. Third quarter. Near side pass. Hoing. Into the post. Low in the right. To Gasson. Missed it. Overshot it. Berger's got the weak side. Rebound. Stick back.
He's got 18 now.
Jessica Berger starting to warm up. Deep in the right corner, Hatcher for Rushi. Shot fake, then starts a drive. Flips it back outside to Wilson. Wilson with a foul line jumper. No good off the iron. Rebound yanked down by the Redskins. 5:16 left in the third. 35-18 Fort Loramie. Quinter near side to Gasson. Bounce pass to sophomore Abby Holdhouse, who's got it. Well, she's a fine-looking prospect for head coach Carla Siegel. Excellent sophomore. Here's the ball thrown to Katie Hoing just below the foul stripe. Good from 12 feet. Hoing with a jumper for the Redskins. Everyone getting into the act now for Fort Loramie, which has opened up a 37-18 cushion with 4:56 left in the third. Timeout Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie 37, Rushi 18. Raiders with a miscue on the inbounds pass after the timeout, and Fort Loramie gets it back. Gasson to Berger. Berger, top of the key, retreats. Chuck, to sum up how this game has gone for Rushi, the Raiders offensively, in the last 13 minutes, just 4 points.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they've got five threes, and that's the only reason that they're only down 19.
And we've got a turnover, moving screen against Fort Loramie. A pick was set, but it was not stationary. And the foul goes against Abby Holdhouse of the Redskins. Here's Rushi to midcourt. On the bounce, Whitney Plyman. Whitney to Heron. Heron weaves to Hatcher in the lane. Bounce pass, baseline left, Wilson. Oh, she drives along that baseline and kisses one in off the window. Nice play by Wilson. Good penetration by her. Got around the defender and took it right to the cup. 4 minutes to go in the third. 37-20. Fort Loramie by 17. Here's a power move. Baseline left by Holdhouse of the Redskins. She overshoots. Weak side rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. Playmaker right of the basket. Gasson for Fort Loramie into Berger. She takes aim on a triple. Missed it. Short, no good. Rebound Fry. She was harassed on that shot. Didn't get it to the rim. Scrap for the rebound. What's been called? Held ball. Tie up. Fort Loramie keeps it.
Hoing needs to learn to finish that play. I mean, she does some good things, but she really struggles putting the ball in the basket if she's got somebody around her.
Inbounding Fort Loramie. Goes Gasson to Berger at the foul line. Starts a drive. She's shut off. Throws right corner to Stang. Stang looks for assistance. Can't find anybody. And shuffled the feet.
Got to stay balanced, even if you're under pressure.
Mm-hmm. 3:47 to go in the third. 37-20, Redskins lead. Midcourt, Whitney Plyman for Rushi. Angles right. Goes to Heron, right corner. Berger on her to Wilson now. On the arc, Heron. Heron sizes up a three ball and pours it in from outside. Nice looking lengthy jumper by Heron. A triple, 37-23. Lead is 14 now for Fort Loramie. 5 points in a row, two straight hoops by the Raiders. Dribbling far left side, Gasson goes to Stang. Stang has it punched away, tracking it down. Plyman on the steal for Rushi. Outlet to Heron. Heron dances into the paint, leaves it for Wilson, baseline left. On the arc to Hatcher. Hatcher goes right between a couple players. Fort Loramie gets a hand on it. Then it goes off Tiffany's knee out of bounds. Good swat away by Fort Loramie. Raiders wound up getting a piece of it at the end. And it's Fort Loramie's possession. 37-23, Redskins up 14, 2:50 left in the third. Midcourt, Quinter, top of the circle, Berger picked up by Hatcher, coming out to catch Holdhouse. Foul line extended left, air balls, a 16-footer. Rebound to Heron, she comes out of there with it on the go for Rushi. Glides all the way into the lane, dishes to Wilson, right corner. On top, Plyman. Baseline left to a teammate, Monin. She chucks up a 12-footer, missed it, no good, but she's hacked by Holdhouse. To the stripe, Monin, who's got an earlier field goal in this game for Rushi. Two free throws here. Monin, a 5'8 sophomore. Bounces it twice at the stripe. Dips those knees, misses off to the left, no good. 2:28 remaining third quarter. Fort Loramie up 14. Abby Holdhouse out. Katie Hoing back in for Fort Loramie. Second free throw try here by Monin of the Raiders. It is hitting the rim, bouncing off to the right, and Berger reaches up to spear the rebound for Fort Loramie. Goes deep right corner to Rayanne Fry. She's left open, and she buries a long three. Rayanne Fry's got two triples in this game.
I'll tell you, she's showing me something tonight. I don't remember much about her in the first game against Tip.
Yep, she has shown some shooting spark for the Redskins in this contest this evening. Excellent form, and her shots have been right on line. She is jumping and shooting with confidence tonight. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Redskins, who slap it away in the corner. 2:05 left in the third. 40-23, Fort Loramie. Inbounding below the rim is Heron. Gives it up on top to Cassie Plyman. foul line, Heron to Wilson in the lane. Back to Heron. Heron has a little seam down the lane. Berger got a piece of the shot. Loops an outlet pass to Ray and Fry. Motoring the other way. Banked it too hard. Strong rebound by Wilson of Rushi. Wilson zipping down the near side. Pulls up. Goes top of the circle to Plyman. Deep right corner, Heron. Shot fake. Running. Shooting.
Wow.
Banked it in. My goodness. Oh, what a shot.
That's a tough shot right there.
18-footer inside the arc. As long a deuce as you could make it. I'm not sure Maria would dare try that in horse. But she improvised nicely and got it to go. Here's a three-point jumper by Ray Ann Fry of Fort Loramie. In and out, no good. Over the back, rebounding foul against Berger of Fort Loramie. But Heron has gotten into the flow more here in this third quarter for the Raiders, and that's helped. 40-25, Fort Loramie in the lead by 15. That last shot by Maria Heron, Chuck, which went in, put her athleticism on display.
It was impressive. I mean, she took it. She did exactly what she wanted to do with it, put it up on the glass.
Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie by 15. Berger overplaying, out high. Broke it up. Rushi got it back. Scattered floor, two on one the other way. Bounce pass low on the left to Jenna Cordonier. And a lot of congestion develops. Fort Loramie gets a tie-up on the play. Rushi has the arrow. Cassie Plyman inbounding left to the rim. Looking. Fort Loramie zoning underneath. Ball lobbed out back to Heron. Heron steps back. Shoots over Berger. It's online. Just a hair short. Hit the rim. Rebound cradled by Hoying. Foul. Rushi. Jessica Berger guarding Maria Heron. Forced Maria way out on the floor in that one. Of course, Jessica's long reach made Maria step back even further. That last shot, had it gone, would have been from at least 25. And it was just an inch short. Fort Loramie, forecourt right. It's Fry on top to Quinter. Quinter on the bounce. 45 seconds left in the third. 15-point lead, Fort Loramie. Ball rotated, right flank to Fry again. Ray Ann tries to bounce it into Berger. Oh, and each steal. Jenna Cordonier swiped it. She bolts down the left side of the floor. Running left-hander to the rim. No good. Rebound Lauren Monin. Short. Berger comes out of there with it for Fort Loramie. Racehorsing down the floor. Berger pulls up. Zings a pass to Quinter, head of the key. 16 seconds left in the period. Fort Loramie still by 15. Rushi Raiders have given a good account of themselves here in the third period. Pulling up is Quinter. Baseline, 10-footer short. 5 seconds left. Rebound Rushi. Backcourt Cordonier to Heron at the timeline. Here's Maria Heron letting one fly from 45. Short, no good. It was close. She needed about a half a foot more on that one. And the third quarter closes out. Fort Loramie 40, Rushi 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. At Fort Loramie High School, the Redskins and the Raiders, girls, Shelby County League basketball action. Fort Loramie on top by 15 points, starting play, fourth period. Katie Hoying for the Redskins. Has the basketball, head of the key. Good defense applied by Wilson of Rushi, and it forces a 5-second count.
Well, Hoeing gets the turnover, but no one came to help her to get the basketball.
Rushi Raiders playing solid defense here in the second half of this game. Fort Laramie scored 11 in the third, turned it over right there, thanks to good Raider D. Wilson's got the ball 20 feet away for the Raiders. Ball high overhead. Looks for the cutter. Finds Monin breaking down the lane. She catches. Missed it. No good. Rebound. Cordonier up and in. Jenna Cordonier, Johnny, on the spot. Here comes Fort Laramie deep in the right corner. Now thrown to Hoeing out high. 40 to 27. Fort Laramie by 13. High right. Rayanne Fry. Good look. Shot on the way. No. Off the flange. Long rebound. Kicks right back to Fort Laramie. It's handled 20 feet out by Lupke, and a timeout is called by the Redskins with 7:08 remaining in the fourth, and Fort Laramie up by 13. Don't miss out on great furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go to the website for added savings, 25 additional dollars off at the Goffney Furniture website. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of I-75. Goffney Furniture on the web at G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Tomorrow night here on ScorersBroadcast.com, boys high school action from Jackson Center. Botkins against the Tigers. Botkins Trojans have played very well this year in the early going, having thumped Fort Laramie on the road right here in the Redskins gym, and played Anna to a six-point game at the Rockets gym, did Botkins. Trojans lost a heartbreaker over the weekend in non-league action to Allen East. Here's Fort Laramie with possession. Minute five gone, fourth quarter. Ball thrown by Gasson, left side of the floor to Katie Hoeing. Hoeing catches, fumbles, and it goes away from her out of bounds. 6:52 to go. Rushi down 13, and Chuck, the way Tiffany Hatcher poured in three-pointers early on in this game, that 13-point lead is just four three-pointers and a free throw difference right now.
Well, yeah, if they can get her, they're doing a much better job of not letting her catch the ball and set her feet.
Exactly. Fort Laramie is checking out Tiffany much more closely now since that hot streak early in the game. Raiders turn it over, penetration into the paint, but a walk is determined, and Fort Laramie gets it back. Redskins 25 feet away, straight on Quinter, near side to Berger. Guarding her, Hatcher. Hatcher swats down, whacked Berger on the arm as she darted into the lane. Two free throws coming. 6:27 to go in the fourth, 40 to 27 in favor of Fort Laramie. Free throw, Berger rolling in. 41-27 Redskins. Second shot, Berger. Looking and getting the roll favorably in her direction once more.
That puts her at 20.
20 points for Berger. And those two free throws right there symbolize the soft touch she has when she shoots the basketball, especially at the stripe. Neither one was dead center. They were online, both short, but she nudged them both in off the front rim, and then at the other end, Hatcher gets free in the lane, driving toward the rim for Rushi, and she's belted, and she'll get two shots at the stripe. Tiffany misses the first. It's a little long. 6:16 to go in the game, 42-27 Redskins. Second shot, Hatcher, bouncing around. It's no good, and it's Holdhouse on the rebound for Fort Laramie. Holdhouse dribbles down, top of the circle. Gives to Quinter, to Abby, right back to Olivia. Heron defending tightly against Quinter. Near side pass to Rayanne Fry. Back to Quinter outside the arc, left side, hold house, looks in the middle for Berger, can't find her. Interception, Heron. Heron skips down the floor, running one-hander, a little short, no good. In traffic is Fort Loramie, caught up with her. Rebounded by Holdhouse of the Redskins, foul, Hatcher of Rushi. On the floor right now for the Lady Raiders, Larissa Poling, who had foul trouble early. She's back on the court. 6'1 freshman, Cameo Wilson is there, a 6-foot sophomore. Heron at a guard, Hatcher is on the court. And the fifth player, Jenna Cordagna, a 5'9 freshman. Fort Loramie outside the arc on the left. It is Rayanne Fry. Now to Quinter, who dribbles between the legs. Spots Berger down inside. Whisks a pass to her. Berger catches low on the left, and she's smacked. Two free throws, Berger upcoming. Cameo Wilson on the personal.
I'm watching Cameo Wilson play defense. He's doing a great job on Holly Fry.
Free throw, Berger in and out. No good. Redskins lead at 42-27, 5:27 to go. Rushi has played pretty good defense here in the second half of this game. Second free throw, Berger, good. Here's a pass, a no-look pass by Rushi in backcourt, picked off by Fort Loramie. One, two, three passes later, Fry gets the layup. Holly Fry lays it in. As Rushi simply unaware on that play in backcourt, Fort Loramie took advantage. Timeout called. Just over five to play in the fourth. Redskins up 18 on scores. Broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Here is Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Hatcher looping it near side to Cordagna. She hops up the floor, gives it out back to Hatcher. Hatcher fires a three. Holly Fry got a fingertip on it, deflected it, taken away by the Redskins. Here's a heave the other direction. Players striding for the basketball in the corner, out of bounds to Rushi. Raiders will bring it down. Redskins have picked up the tempo defensively. A lot of pressure in backcourt over the last two periods. It's inbounded to Jenna Cordagna. Up the floor to Hatcher. She lost it, got it back, goes to the foul line. Throws on the arc to Heron, who sizes up a three. Missed it short. Good hustle by Cordagna, who saves it back in, but right to a Redskin player. 4:40 left to go in the fourth. 45-27 Fort Loramie. On the arc, it is Quinter. Now to Berger, 30 feet out. Hatcher guilty of slapping down on the arm. Just over four and a half to play. Redskins by 18 over the Raiders. Receiving texts and emails tonight from listeners to the Fort Loramie Rushi game in several different states outside of Ohio. And in another country, I might add, Darren Wilson tuning in London, where he's there on business for Honda. Darren, the father of Cameo Wilson and Kylie Wilson, who preceded Cameo and played four outstanding years for Rushi. Hello, Darren. Hope you're up and awake in London, where it's, what, 4:30 in the morning or something like
it's
that?
It's about 6 hours difference.
Jessica Berger just got a timely pass from teammate Olivia Quinter. Made a neat driving layup as she split two defenders and knocked it down. 20-point lead now for Fort Loramie. Here's a block by Bercher, or I should say by Berger, but she fouled from the rear. Looked like she got all ball but came down on Heron's shoulder as Maria raced down the court in a jiffy, beating Berger to the rim. Foul on Jessica over the shoulder. Free throw Heron up and in. 47-28 the score. 19-point lead Fort Loramie. 4:12 to go in the fourth. Second free throw. Got it. Maria hits them both. That shout out to Darren Wilson in London, by the way, coming from a contingent of Rushi fans on the far side of the floor. Here's a double dribble called against Gasson outside the arc on the left for Fort Loramie as she was being hounded by Rushi's defense. And the Raiders will bring it into the forecourt. Here's Cordonier. Bouncing. Gets a screen from Heron. Loops it to Maria. She darts up ahead. Goes to Wilson. Outside the arc, left side. Hoists up a three. It hit the back rim. And went all the way above the backboard, catching a support. It's out of bounds. Fort Loramie inbounding against Rushi pressure. Up the near side comes Gasson. Gasson hands off on the play to Quinter, 30 feet out. 3.5 to go in the game. 47-29 Fort Loramie. Here's Fry. Foul line extended right. Whips a pass down inside to Berger, who peeled off a screen, caught it, and laid it in. That is Fort Loramie offense to perfection right there. Rushi down the left side of the floor into the half court. Ball deflected on the play by Fort Loramie off a Rushi player last. Redskins have it again. Both teams substituting freely. Jessica Berger out for good, I would suppose. A 20-plus night scoring for her. 25 for Jessica Berger. 3:16 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 20 with the ball. Cross-court pass to Hoing. Hoing dropped it. It rolled to midcourt. She got it back, saved it, then double dribbles. Good harassing defense by the Rushi Raiders. Pressure applied by Poling out near the timeline.
Well, this is what Loramie's going to have to work on, because when Berger's out of the game, they are very susceptible to pressure.
Yeah, good point, Chuck. 3 minutes left in the fourth. Rushi to midcourt. It's Whitney Plyman on the bounce. Fakes right, goes left. Loops it left corner to Lauren Monin. On top it goes, Jenna Cordonier. She arches up a three, doesn't catch rim. It goes out of bounds. 2:50 left in the fourth, 49-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Abby Holdhouse back on the court. And Katie Hoing is off for Fort Loramie. So it's Hatcher, Poling, on the floor now for Rushi, which steals. Swipe by Hatcher. Good pickoff. She slips into the lane. Tries to hook one up on the run. And she's nailed on the forearm. Two free throws for Tiffany. Hatcher, Plyman on the floor for Rushi. Also in, Jenna Cordonier. Free throw Hatcher. Got it. Lauren Monin in there along with Poling. That's the quintet for the Raiders. Coming off is Quinter for Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Hatcher, dead center. 49-31. Fort Loramie leads by 18. Maria Heron back in for Jenna Cordonier for Rushi. We'll check out the quintet now for the Redskins. It is Gasson in backcourt, handing off to Holdhouse. Back to Gasson to the timeline. Floats a pass up the floor into the corner. It is too far, and it goes out of bounds. Intended for Lupke. Also in for Fort Loramie at the moment. If the JV number is correct, that's Sophia Albers out there, a 5'8 soft. Here is Fort Loramie getting a hand on a pass, far side of the floor. It goes into the bleachers. Rushi still got it. Inbounded high right to Poling, 2:28 to go. Nice pass to the cutter, Hatcher. Hatcher catches on the go toward the rim and scoops it in. Nice play, Tiffany. 49-33, Fort Loramie by 16. Here come the Redskins attacking. Lupke pulls up on the arc. Deals back to Gasson, 30 feet away. Holdhouse is in. She and Holly Fry man the post positions. Holdhouse on the arc, fires a pass down low to Gasson, blocked away by Rushing. Hatcher down the floor to Heron. Good shot fake on the arc. Goes around Holdhouse, driving on the run, banked it no good. Rebound Bowling. It skips off the rim, won't go in. She's fouled. She's at the stripe. Almost an opportunity for a goal and add one. But Larissa does get two free throws. Minute 53 to go. Rushi down 16. Free throw Bowling in and out. No good.
Nice form.
Mm-hmm. Like what I see in the young Rushi Raiders, youth movement is underway. But as we noted earlier, Chuck, these 9th and 10th graders for Rushi do not appear to be that young on the floor performing basketball here tonight. They are growing up in a hurry in head coach Tim Hatcher's system. Second free throw also no good, rebounded by Fort Loraine. Minute 40 left to go in the game. Left side pass goes to Lupke. Lupke turns, streaks down the left side of the floor. A reach in against Rushi. Substitution here for the Raiders. Coming back in, Kylie Sherman, having played earlier. Sophomore guard, 5'7 player. Lupke inbounding right in front of the Fort Loramie adult cheering section, far side of the court, gives it up to Fry, to Albers, 30 feet out, dribbling, a reach around steal attempt, almost pulled off by Whitney Plyman of Rushi, nearly a sleight of hand maneuver, couldn't quite get away with it, nicked her on the arm, and Albers is at the stripe. I said Albers, it's actually Hattie Meyer, as I understood the public address there. Meyer, a 5'3" sophomore, misfires on the free throw. Rushi quickly the other way, and Fort Loramie strikes the ball out of bounds in the corner. Raiders still have it with a minute 28 to go. Gasson checks out for Fort Loramie, which has Hattie Meyer, a 5'3" soft in, as I mentioned. Here's Fort Loramie over guarding on the inbounds pass by Rushi. Play the last 3 or 4 minutes, as you can tell by our description, has become somewhat sloppy.
Yeah, a lot of fouls.
Free throw, Rushi Raiders. Heron up and in. Maria knocks it down. 49-34, Rushi down 15. Minute 26 to go in the fourth. Tell you what, Chuck, the way the second quarter got away from Rushi, it looked like Fort Loramie might run away and hide, win by 20 or 25 points. But the Raiders have shown determination here in the third and fourth periods. It's a 15-point game, 49-34, under 90 seconds to go. Heron strolls back to the stripe for Rushi. Flexes the knees and swishes the foul shot, and she comes out in favor of Cassie Plyman. Plyman back on the floor for the Raiders. Here's a ball airmailed from out of bounds by Fort Loramie to midcourt, intercepted by the Raiders, who then give it right back. Minute 22 go in the fourth. 49-35 Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins with a big second quarter of play. Once down six late in the first. Reeled off numerous consecutive points and opened up a 29-18 halftime lead after Rushi led 14-8 late in the first quarter. And that was a lead that Fort Loramie has never given up, that bulge they mounted in that second quarter. Redskins have not looked back since. I may have said the Raiders have not looked back since. Fort Loramie, after garnering that halftime lead of 11, have stretched it to as many as 20. Here's Rushi, forecourt left, long three ball by Plyman. Hits the side of the rim, ricochets into the corner. Fort Loramie gobbles it up quickly down the floor. It's Lupke with 55 seconds left. 49-35 Fort Loramie. Redskins lead as many as 20. It's now 14. Foul line Holdhouse open. lobs that inside for a teammate who misses the bunny right inside, taken away by Rushi.
She got pushed in the back by two hands, and the official made no call.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of contact. I think the referees are looking the other way at the moment. Here's a three, near side of the floor by Rushi. A long-distance bomb by Sherman, short. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 26 seconds left. Here's Hattie Meyer down the floor. Gives it up on top to Rayanne Fry. 19 seconds to go. Bounce pass, foul line. Here's Holdhouse. Good look. 16-footer. Foul line extended left. Bullseye. She's got it. 8 seconds left. 51-35 Fort Loramie. In backcourt, Cassie Plyman-Ferrucci pulls up at the top of the key. Dishes down inside to Poling, who powers to the rim. Can't get it to go. Buzzer sounds, and that is it. Fort Loramie wins it by 16. Redskins were propelled by a big second quarter and fine defense, which forced a long drought from Rushi, spanning about 6.5 minutes over two periods, late first quarter to deep in the second. Fort Loramie extended that 11-point halftime lead to as many as 20 here in the second half. The Redskins win by 16, but Rushi simply did not quit. Under head coach Tim Hatcher, the Raiders battled all night long, and this young Rushi team is maturing very quickly. Raiders will be a strong club by January and February. Who knows, in that Division IV tourney, the Raiders may be able to make a good run this year, just like Rushi did 1 year ago when Fort Loramie nipped Rushi in the regional. 51-35 here tonight, Fort Loramie over Rushi. Fort Loramie played Troy Christian in the junior varsity tilt and won that game handily. We'll return to run down the scoring and present to you our Clancy Stars of the game when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
51-35 Fort Loramie over Rushi here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Easy for me to say. Need computer repair? Check out Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Chuck, a young lady with the initials JB stole the show in this game tonight.
Well, she steals it like she always does. She says she's a smooth basketball player. I mean, can you have a quiet 25 points? I mean, she's not flashy. She just does everything well, and she is almost unstoppable. She's obviously Fort Loramie's Clancy's player of the game. No one else got into double figures for Fort Loramie. On the other side, Tiffany Hatcher had 16, and Maria Heron had 12. We're going to give the Clancy's player of the game to Rushi's Tiffany Hatcher on the other side of the ledger.
Hatcher and Berger win the Clancy's Awards tonight. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And don't forget to place your confidence in plumbing, electric, heating, and air conditioning in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TOMJERRYS.com, TomJerry's.com. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, Tom and Jerry's, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyer's. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the developer for Timber Trail, the new subdivision 25A south edge of Anna, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities. Beautiful wooded lots available at Timber Trail, developed by Middendorf Builders, which will construct a beautifully customized home according to your plans and specifications. Second look at Fort Loramie girls tonight, Chuck. What'd you think? Jessica Berger, same old, pretty darn good.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's got to get help. I mean, that's the deal. They turned the ball over 20 times tonight. Most of the turnovers happened when she was on the bench. They've got to get some strength out on the perimeter and be able to, play basketball with Jessica sitting on the sideline.
Rushi has youth, but a lot of promise, and I mean promise this year. I think this Rushi team is going to be very good by the end of the season. The 9th and 10th graders don't look like freshmen and sophomores.
Well, they came closer to Sydney than Centerville did, so what does that tell you? And I mean, they make some mistakes, and they do some things, and, you know, but I think the Poling girl is going to be outstanding.
Yeah.
The Cameo Wilson is going to be a heck of a basketball player. They just got to be able to get better and better, and I think they're going to.
Yeah, a lot of size there, 6 feet and 6'1", in those two young ladies. And, of course, you've got Hatcher and Heron out on the arc and a number of additional role players who are seeing valuable experience, great playing time early in the season. We expect a lot from Rushi come January, February, and tournament time. Don't forget tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com, it's boys action from Jackson Center. Botkins against the Tigers in Shelby County League play. A pair of games for you on Saturday, an important Shelby County League girls game. tipping off at 2:30 Saturday afternoon, Fort Loramie at Anna.
Always a war.
Oh, yes. In fact, Anna inflicted a loss on Fort Loramie last season at Anna in league play. So we tip off at 2:30 Saturday afternoon, on the air at 2:10, and then Saturday night, right back here at Fort Loramie, the New Bremen boys play the Redskins here, our first look at the Fort Loramie boys in action this season. A lot of basketball coming up in the next 2 days. In fact, three more games to cap off a six-game week.
It's been a long one.
Yes, it has. And I battled a sinus infection. I'm on the mend, and you've got what I had right now.
I have felt better.
I know you have, as my voice goes. So many thanks again to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Gratitude to Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, who is here tonight performing photography for us. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying for the final time tonight from here at Fort Loramie, the Fort Loramie Redskins defeat the Rushi Lady Raiders 51-36.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.